Okay, anyway, let's get started. So we have like this. And now all these things, I thought I'm being secret. So it starts like this. So there's a Gemara Megillah, which starts out as follows. It says, it's Nogei Dinyane B'yayma. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Awazer. Ezra Tikin Israel. Ezra was Misakein, the way that laning. Shekarim B'klada Shemetairah. That we shall lay in the klalis in the Torah. Torah is Kohanim. That's Vayikra. Kol dem Atzeres, before Shavuos. U'mishneh Torah and in Dvarim, kol dem Rosh Hashanah. In other words, those people know that we lane. People think that laning is set up from who knows when. The truth is it's a later minhagim. There were different minhagim how to lane. It's not set. We don't have in the Gemara, even when we have Simcha Torah, is a later minhag. I don't believe the Gemara mentions Simchas Torah, because in the time of the Gemara, they didn't necessarily finish the Torah on Simchas Torah. So the system of laning, maybe they did, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, they had different lanings in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, maybe. So there are different systems of laning, but certain things were set in stone. So there was set in stone that Ezra, when Misakein, that before Rosh Hashanah, you read the klala. There are two klalas in the Torah. There's one klala in the Torah in the end of Dvarim, in Pikisavo. So before, not right before, but a week before Rosh Hashanah, you read Kisavo. And a week before Shavuos, we read the klalas in Vayikra. That is a takana of Ezra, right? Big bad, no one knew that. Right? Did you know that? Did you know that? No.
Some people
learned the Megillah. No, they didn't know. Okay, they knew Rabbi Gill, they didn't know that. Okay, we'll say it again for those people who came in late. That the way we have the laning is not set in stone. It's mostly minhagim. But there are certain things that were a takana. So there was a takana that the week before Rosh Hashanah, a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah, you read there's two tochachas in the Torah. One of them you read a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah, and the other one you read a week and a half before Shavuos, which is what we're doing this week. That's part of the reason why you're having all these double parshas, in case you notice, is because we're rushing, because we have to get to Bechukosai before Shavuos. This week we have to read Bechukosai. It's because of the Gemara. Ezra was Misakein. So the Gemara asks, why was Ezra Misakein? So the Gemara says, because there's a svara, which I don't know what it means, but the Gemara says the words that before the end of the year you should say the klalas. Okay? And I don't know whether it's like a warning or it's like a mystical thing that the klalas are like a bracha, or the klalas are over and now we can start fresh. I'm not sure. It sounds like that's what it is, like more like a bracha. That we want to get the klalas out of the way before the year starts. So the Gemara says, "Kidei shetiklas shana v'klosal." The year's the end. The year's over, and the klalas. So the Gemara says, "Bishlama Rosh Hashanah." I understand. Rosh Hashanah is starting a brand new year. You want to get the end of the year, so you get rid of the klalas. But by Shavuos, where is it a new year? So the Gemara says, "Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for Peres Ha'ilin." That's the Gemara. So the Shaila is what that means, like what kind of big Rosh Hashanah is Shavuos. So there's a famous Shaila, which I assume everyone has to know. The Shaila says, he quotes it from an early Kabbalah Sefer, one of the Rishayim. It's called Tolas, I think, Yaakov. It's an early Rishon. A Rishon is a Kabbalah Sefer that says that Shaila is like this. There are two Rosh Hashanahs. There's Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Olam. Right? Why is Rosh Hashanah? Because the Rosh Hashanah is the day where the world was created. So the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. Either Rosh Hashanah, the world was created, Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, according to most people. Not the first day of creation was on Chaf Hei, I think, whatever. But of Elo. But the Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. So that's called Hayom Haras Olam. Since that's when the world was created, so that's the Yom HaDin for the world. Because it's on the birthday is when you have the Yom HaDin. See how you did in the year. So the world was created twice. Well, the second one, the physical world was created on Ahav of Tishrei, Hayom Haaretz Eidom. But the spiritual world was created when? Shavuos. When Kabbalah HaTorah. So Hayom Haaretz Eidom goes on Shavuos too. And therefore he says that Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah, is a Yom HaDin on Ruchnias. This is a very famous thing. People say this, but it comes from this Gemara, from this Shulah. And when it says that Yom HaDin on Peres HaEinon, this Tolas Yaakov says, Inan, the Paras Taras HaEinon, Peres HaEinon means the Neshama that grows on the tree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a way of saying Ruchnias. So that's what the Rambam is in the Gemara. So what it means as follows is that there's really, Shavuos is a serious Yontif. I don't want to say Pesach and Sukkot are not, but Shavuos has more, because we don't say that Pesach and Shavuos as much. We don't read the Tochacha before Pesach and Sukkot. Shavuos is a Yom HaDin, and it's a Yom HaDin on Ruchnias, and therefore, at least for sure, the Baal Musa, they took Shavuos very seriously. We have, and when you think about it, you look at Shavuos has certain and other similarities to Rosh Hashanah. What's another similarity? We have Sphira. Yeah, okay, you're right, but I wasn't going to say that. I don't know what that significance of that is. But in Rosh Hashanah, you have Edel. You have 40 days to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, and you have 49 days to prepare for Shavuos. So both Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah have a preparation of 30 days. I don't know if I said it right. 30 days to prepare for Edel. So they both, and you have 10 days more for Yom Kippur. So they both have the preparation days, and they both have the Yom HaDins, and they both have the Tochacha before them. There's a famous story, it's only famous, I always say it over, that in the, there's a biography about of Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. So it brings that when he was a boy, teenager, he was in yeshiva and he got sick. And he got better, but the doctor told him that he has to rest. His body is weak, and he needs to take a rest. Sure enough, next day he's back in yeshiva. So his Rosh Yeshiva came over to him and said, there's a mitzvah, you got to listen to the doctors. The doctor said you need to take a week vacation to get your strength back. So what are you doing in yeshiva? So he said, the doctor said I need to take a week vacation. I'll take a week vacation. But not now, before Shavuos. Shavuos is, it's too important. After Shavuos, and I'll take the vacation. Which means, so that's basically the Hashkafah. The Hashkafah is, and you find this in many Svarim, that they took Shavuos very seriously. Now, regretfully, many people in the world don't take Shavuos seriously. Many people in the world, they stay up all night, Shavuos night, and they learn. But that doesn't mean they learn so much. Especially in Israel, it's very short. By the time you finish the meal, and then you have to walk to the coat now. So you barely have any time to learn. But even here, a guy finishes meal at 1 o'clock at night, And then you have five breaks in the middle. But I heard from a big gado. He said this was not Chaim Shmulevitz's joke. That I think Rav Chaim said that people stay up all night Shavuos, and then they go to sleep and they wake up for Edel. Which means that's the end, okay. But that's not the way it's supposed to be, obviously. Right? So Shavuos is a serious day all day. The Beis Yosef, the Mekor of staying up all night of Shavuos is in the Shulah. That he says that Beis Yosef did it. And he says clearly that the Beis Yosef stayed up both nights and both days. Now, I do not recommend that for anyone. But it's just the concept. It's not just the first night you stay up all night and then you're finished. Shavuos, you're supposed to be learning. Now, I'm not saying you have to stay up the second night. I don't know if there's an interest, But you should be learning a little bit in Shavuos. But, but the Shavuos is like, you should feel it's like a Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin for your Ruchnias. It's a serious day. Shavuos is a serious day. It's not like a... to take it a little seriously. Okay, anyway.
We should spend more time
In other words, it's a serious day.
Actually, for Ruchnias.
Yes, you should hear it. Now there's an inyan of having simchas yantiv and shvuas. That's true. I assume at the end of Shmona Esrei in the uterus, and you can ask for ruchnias. I assume so, but not gashmias. But okay, anyway, so the Maisa, I want to go down on a different point, but it's sort of related. Obviously, the main part of Shavuos is Kabbalah Satira. There's a very, very fascinating Orach Chaim on the beginning of this week's parasha. I said this over yesterday to the Kaido. It's a fascinating Orach Chaim. The parasha B'chukosai says, B'chukosai Telechu. Rashi says, what does B'chukosai Telechu mean? So the Gemara brings a raya because it can't mean mitzvahs because it says in b'chukosai telecho ves mitzvahs haydishmaru. So mitzvahs are mentioned, must be on meidah b'tayra. In fact, the orachayim, very good, you proved it from, you know, because it can't be anything else. But how in the world does b'chukosai b'telecho have anything to do with Torah? So he says, because Torah is a chayk. He says a very, very big yisayin. That most people think that the mitzvah of learning Torah is a, it's okay, it's not a chayk, it's a logical thing. Chayk means a mitzvah is not logical. We learn because you have to know, right? If you wouldn't learn Mishnah Berurah, you wouldn't know Hilcha Shabbos, then you wouldn't know what Hilcha Shabbos. So it's logical. Of course we have to learn Torah because we have to know. The problem with that is that we go with that attitude, the yeshiva is all messed up. Because we don't, what we learn, most of the things we learn is not Nogei Lamaisa. So if the mitzvah is to learn to know, we should learn things that's important to know. Right? Why we spend time learning things. 99% of the things that we learn are not applicable. We should learn Mishnah Berurah, we should learn Orach Chaim, we should learn Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Pesach and Yom Tov. You know, when are you going to pasken on Baba Kama? On a shore going, you know, not too practical. And some of the sacrifices are b'chlal not practical. So the answer is, why we don't learn to know, right, like that. We learn, why?
To learn.
We learn to learn. That's what the Orach Chaim says. We learn to learn, because it's a mitzvah to learn. Hashem wants us to learn. It's a mitzvah to learn. Why? And he brings a raya. It's a very funny raya, but this is his raya. Because Hashem created the world. And Hashem created the world that people forget. Why did Hashem make that people forget? If the purpose of learning was to know, then it would have been much better if Hashem would have made the world that you don't forget. They have to take it gypped. So he says that the reason must be that Hashem created the world to learn. And learning is a better learning when you learn with a cheshek. And if you wouldn't forget, then people wouldn't have such a desire to learn, because I know it already. So Hashem wanted people to learn. So therefore, he made that they forget. Now that they forget, they will learn with a cheshek. I never heard that before. I told you last year. Yeah, okay, but I forgot. So now you get all excited about it. Wow, this is beautiful. Right? That's what he says. That in order to learn with a cheshek, because we would think, if only I would remember what I would learn, it'd be so good, I'd be the biggest gadol. I've been learning for 50 years. Wow, I would know something. But the Orach Chaim says that Hashem went out of his way to make that we forget. Now, you're mechuyev to try not to forget. That's true. Because there's a mitzvah also to know Torah. But the way Hashem created the world, so it's a very, very big yisayid in the Orach Chaim. And this we have to know. The purpose of learning is because there's a mitzvah to learn. And he says, that's a chayk. We don't even understand why. Why is there a mitzvah to learn? If the purpose of learning is, so that's why learning is called a chayk. The Chavetz Chaim explains it a little bit, and I say this because people should have an understanding why we're learning, is that the Torah is the ultimate kedusha, and the brain is the ultimate part of your body. So when you learn Torah, you're saturating your brain with kedusha. It's like taking a sponge and soaking it in holy water. So the water, the kedusha, seeps into every aspect of your brain. So it's a way of being mikadesh your brain, which is the most important part of you. I think the Chavetz Chaim says that mashal. But the basic idea is we're not learning so that you should have the information. If you could take a pill and get all the information, that wouldn't be good, because then you didn't learn. The mitzvah is to learn, is to swear, and the Or HaChaim says the mitzvah is, and the pasuk says, "Amedim b'taira," right? It means the mitzvah is to work. Which means that really, if there was a, it's brought down here, I know I'm running out late, so go quickly. It's brought down here a ma'isa that someone came up with a Gemara, and I know they have it, so I can't, Akasha ma'isa, with big nekuda, with big letters in the Gemara, and nekudas, and color schemes, and pictures, and all kinds of other things. And they brought it to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach said was against it. How they do it, I can't tell you. But Rav Shach was against it, and they say Rav Moshe was against it. Because he says it makes learning too easy. Learning is supposed to be difficult. The mitzvah is amedes b'taira. Meaning, if the mitzvah is to know, and that's why we learn. We learn so we should know. So give me a picture book. Make it easy. I'll look at that, watch the movie. You know? And then I'll know it. But if the mitzvah is to be amedes b'taira, then we don't want to make it easy. Because the mitzvah is to work hard. Now, you're supposed to work hard to know, okay, but the mitzvah, there's a ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah of learning is to work hard to learn. And therefore, it's not even advantageous to take shortcuts, because you're taking away from the ma'isa mitzvah. But it's important, because many people, we spend our whole lives, or a good part of our lives, or a good part of the day, learning, and we don't even know why we're learning. So we're learning because it's a chayk. A chayk means we don't understand the reason. We're learning because Hashem said so. Hashem said so that the biggest mitzvah, Talmud Torah, keneged kulam. So the Chafetz Chaim gave this svara. But it's basically Hashem went ahead and made the mitzvahs. And Hashem said the biggest mitzvah is to learn. So that's why we learn. Maybe. Could be. Good reason. Sounds good. I wouldn't be surprised. We definitely do Nashim Nezikim because it's the hardest, because it's the most alumnus. That is why we do Nashim Nezikim. In yeshiva, they learn Nashim Nezikim. We don't do Moed in yeshiva.
Would it touch it be harder?
No, Kachim might not necessarily be harder. There's more, whatever. But okay, I don't want to get off on a tangent. But it's a different type of hardness. Hardness to make a laning. But that's not the harness, and we're talking about people that already passed the level that they can make a laning. It's harness to get the tifkite of the sugya. So Nashim Nezikim, there's excises on Nashim Nezikim, and the Avdei Meluim is on Nashim Nezikim, the Berkish and Shmuel is on the Asher Nezikim, and the Nashim and Shkaps on Nashim Nezikim, and you don't have that, and they're not on any of the other Masechtas. So the in Lamdis, Nashim Nezikim are the hardest ones. So that's why we learn Nashim Nezikim. What? Didn't say you should never use, because sometimes you'll get nowhere, so you got to move further. But the pep talk about this, and there is a pep talk, is that let's say you have two guys in yeshiva. One guy's a genius, super genius, and he sits there laid back, right? Here, picture laid back, right? Mr. Genius, and he's sitting there laid back. No, I need you to demonstrate being a genius. Okay. And he reads like that, and he gets everything. He knows everything like this, right? And another guy, he sits and he works hard, and at the end of the day, our genius knows it much better, because he's a genius. So the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that the person who works harder is going to get much more schar. Why? Because the mitzvah is not to know. The mitzvah is to learn. I made him a taira. He didn't do the mitzvah. It's not just because he worked, it's because the whole mitzvahs are made in Mitzvah. So the mitzvah was to work hard. So if you didn't work hard, you didn't make the mitzvah.
Is there anything that the whole mitzvah in Mitzvah is a mitzvah, or it's two separate mitzvahs?
It's two separate mitzvahs, but the Iker mitzvah. There's two psukim. The Rav Yisrael says there's a few different psukim. The Midas HaTorah says there's like 50 psukim that talk about the mitzvah of learning Torah. So different psukim teach different things. But the main puzzling of learning Torah is v'higisa b'yom v'laila. V'higisa means to work. Now there are other psukim called v'shinantam levanecha, and Chazal's tarshan shiyu d'ritar mechudadim b'ficha. So for that means you're supposed to know. So there is a mitzvah of knowing Torah too. I don't want to deny. There is a mitzvah of having bikiyas. But the primary mitzvah of learning is the amelis. So therefore...
The tiyu amelis is the same thing as vegisabu
yom. I don't know if it's the same, but it's similar, yeah. So therefore, therefore it comes out that Rabbi Yisrael says that a person who works hard and is not the best guy in yeshiva should not be depressed, because it's irrelevant whether or not you're the best guy in the yeshiva. If you're learning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get more schar than that guy because you're working hard. So as he worked harder, okay, so whoever worked harder gets more schar. But the schar, it's not just like a different mitzvah. Let's say if you're shaking lulav, you work hard to get a mitzvah lulav, you get more schar because you had to work hard to get the mitzvah. But still, as far as a mitzvah shabbat, that's not the only factor. But by learning Torah, according to Yisrael, almost the main factor is the amelis, because that's the mitzvah. B'chukosai teleichu, Rashi says she amelim b'tayra. So the main mitzvah is the amelis. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Here's the Fum Sayra Agra is, there's a mitzvah to shake lulav. The mitzvah of shaking lulav has nothing to do with tsar. You're mekayim the mitzvah because you shook the lulav, whether you had tsar or not. It happens to be that a person who has more tsar, he gets more reward because, listen, he's some Sayra Agra. But it could be that if one guy had a little more tsar, but the other guy shaked the lulav better because he had a more mehudr dikaesra lulav, he might get a better, he might still get more schar because he didn't, his ma'aseh mitzvah was better. You have the Fum Sayra Agra.
What if someone didn't get right shot, but worked 10 times?
So, but that's, and then he did the right ma'aseh mitzvah. They say, but by Torah, the amelis is the ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not just the Fum Sayra Agra. The Fum Sayra Agra is also true. But besides which, the amelis is, that's the chefsa of the mitzvah of learning. The chefsa, right, I'm talking yeshivish, chefsa of them, the what do you call that in English? Chefsa. The definition of the mitzvah is to work. The definition of shaking lulav is not to work. It happens to be Hashem will give you extra schar if you worked hard. But by learning, that's the mitzvah. So, of course, if you worked hard, right, you get more schar because you did more of the mitzvah. So the guy, the Rav Yisrael Salam, that says this beferish, I have two people in yeshiva, and one person, he says that even if the guy learned nothing, but he worked hard, he gets more schar than the other guy that could be the God of Adar. Right? There's a famous Gemara in Baba Basra. What's the Gemara in Baba Basra? There was a person who had what's called near-death situation. It's worth out of the Gemara. Then a person died, and then he came back to life. And he came back, and he told his father, he was the son of one of the I'm a gedolei of the dar. Forgot, and he said, his father, Odom hafach reisi. I went up to Shemayim, and I saw an upside down world. Says, why is upside down world? Because the people in this world that everybody respect, they were no big sheikhs and upstairs, and the people that no one respects, they were the big tzaddikim in Odom Abba. So the Gemara says, so his father said, need to see Odom Hafach. You saw the Emes. This is an Odom HaSheker. Odom Abba is the Emes. So who are these people? So Rashi says it means the rich people in this world, he saw in the next world, they're nobody. The poor people in this world, they get all the respect. Okay, that's what Rashi says. But it's brought down from other people, including from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Israel Sanders says a different shot in the Gemara. Don't ask me how we can argue with Rashi, but there are other people. I think the Auschwitz says this shot, and the Mabit says this shot. There are other people that Olam Hafach means that the big Gedolim, not all, but some of the big Gedolim, when they get to the next world, they're no big sheikhs because they became big Gedolim because they had a good head, and they should have been greater. So they're not going to get so much schar. But the guy who's not a big God, though, but he worked hard, he's going to be an Olam Haba on the top. That's how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. Then he asked his son, what about me and you? And he said, we were up there also, which means not every God, though, is necessary on the bottom. Could be some God, though, that actually work hard, too. So they're even in the Om Haba, but there will be, according to Yisrael Chat, you could have theoretically a person, a Rav, who people give him a lot of respect because he's brilliant and he knows a great deal. But in Om Haba, he's not going to be such a big shake because he didn't do Amedes Matairah. While the other guy who knows much, much less, but he did Amedes Matairah, so he gets more schar. Okay. Anyway, that's just a pep talk. The Maisa, I wanted to mention one last thing. I wanted to mention a few other things, but I guess I don't have time. So I'll mention one last thing. I mentioned it to a few people. We're talking about the mitzvah of learning. So according to this Or HaChaim, learning is a chayk. So that means it's like any other Maisa mitzvah. Every Maisa mitzvah has certain almost like illogical gedarim. Guy can't ask me, why does filling have to be black? Why can't it be brown? Brown's my favorite color, right? Since you don't understand that filling's a chayk, so that's it. So if learning is a chayk, then there could be parts of the mitzvah of learning that don't make sense. See, if learning is to know, so then it just follows logic, whatever you do, to know. What's, for example, a nafka mina? I said this recently. We have this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. That if you're thinking Divrei Torah in your head, you do not have to make Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Mechaber passes. The Gra disagrees, because the Gra says, why not? There's a mitzvah v'gisabal yom v'alayla. So you should make a Birchas HaTorah on thinking. But many, a few more manys, go like the Mechaber, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, according to Chayei Adam, and according to many other people, and even the Be'al Lacha, Kodak seems to say something, is that the Iker Mitzvah Talmud Torah is you have to say with your mouth. Just like the Iker Mitzvah of Davening, you have to say with your mouth. And the Iker Sfiras HaOmer, you're not Yotzi Sfiras HaOmer if you think. If I'm thinking today's Lag BaOmer, I'm not Yotzi the Mitzvah, right? Because you have to count it. So Dvarim Shepi Kedusha, you have to say with your mouth. So learning, if the purpose of learning is, we understand that logically, the purpose of learning is so I should know. So what's it? Well, I have to say with my mouth. I read like this. I can read much faster with my eyes. Because my eyes. But if the mitzvah is an illogical gzeres hakasev, to get some kind of mystical kedusha of Torah. So mystical kedusha comes when you speak. The bitos v'sayim, the peh, is the power that makes kedusha. So then, the Iker mitzvah of learning is with your mouth. So it happens to be, now if you can't, it says in the people that if you can't, then you can do it with your head. So like you're learning Ian, and you can't do it with your mouth, so then you can do it with your head. Or if you're learning Bilchavrusa, you can't do it with your mouth. Or you're listening to a shir, you can't do it with your mouth. That's what they how they answer to steer in the psukim. Because one pasuk says, Tomish sefer Torah, Yomish mipicha, and then it says the gisa b'yom v'layda. So that means they're both right. So, but according to many people, if you could learn with your mouth, you're supposed to learn with your mouth. And if you don't learn with your mouth, I don't want to say you don't get any mitzvah, but you're missing out on a large chedek of the mitzvah. So if you're smart, you're learning on your own, it's hard because we're in a habit not to do it. You people are still young, so you should get into the habit to do it. People that are a little bit older and they get into a habit of always reading with their eyes, it becomes very difficult. So if you're smart, you should get into the habit when you're learning yourself. When you're a chavrusa, okay, it's different. But when you're learning with yourself, you should verbalize the words. You should read it. Because once you're anyway doing learning, you might as well get the full mitzvah, not the quasi mitzvah. No. It might be kedai to translate it because then you'll remember it better. But no. As far as the mitzvah of learning, it's just as bitus v'sayim. It's like Sfiras HaOmer. Writing is a shaila. If you look in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, it's a suffix whether writing, what not writing is considered. Many people say, so if you want to write, then you can't talk. So also, that's the same thing, and you can't. But if you're in a situation where you're just writing, we hold of writing. Writing is very important. But if you're in a situation where you're just reading yourself, it's very kedai to verbalize the words. Okay, I'm going to stop. Shikayach, everyone.